The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lunine, and today I have a very special guest to the show, Chungor Daniel. He is an author of Bioenergy Healing, Simple Techniques of Reducing Pain and Restoring Health Through Energetic Healing. And he has three other books, and I cannot wait for him to come on here and tell us all about it. But he really looks at human energy from the quantum physical point of view. And that is quite unique in within itself. And so, you know, without further ado, Chungor, welcome to the show.
Lunine, thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Yeah, go ahead and tell us. We would love a hero's story, a hero's journey. Would love to hear yours. Tell us about what led you to this field.
My story is extremely long, so I will try to fast forward it. I was born and raised in Yugoslavia in a Hungarian family, educated parents, you know, normal childhood. I did a lot of sports, but nothing crazy, more of the ones that required some concentration, such as target shooting and similar. So eventually I learned some meditation, but there was something that I felt my whole life I just could not explain. And one day a family friend was visiting, and he told us about the energy, the human energy field that surrounds us and inside us. And he showed me how to feel the energy when I realized that that was the thing that I felt my whole life. And so I started dabbling with it. And, you know, you can feel it, you can see it. It's nothing special. It's just something that nobody taught you when you were little. And kids are ultra easy to teach. Anyway, I'll come back to that. So it was just, you know, a few experiments after that. I realized that I could stop pain by removing some of that energy. Of course, nobody taught me anything at the time because none of it was known around those circuits or around my area. I was actually studying engineering, so I was very, very much into logic and physics. And so this was a very strange thing, but somehow I knew that it's explainable. Yeah. And I spent a very long time on finding the actual explanations because, you know, you at the time you had all kinds of different theories, although from the Far East, many of them had a lot of logic to me.
Mm-hmm. And how do you see the energy around? You said, you know, you feel it, you've felt it all your life before you were presented to it.
So, yes, we can skip 30 years. And, you know, in the meantime, I realized that, you know, I wasn't the only one who was gifted with something like that. Everybody has, you know, certain gifts. You know, we all know Michael Jordan's gift, you know, and we know that certain people are born to do something. And I found that out, you know, when I was 20. However, as I started teaching people more and more how they can do it themselves, I realized that really anybody can do it. It's like math or riding the bicycle. Again, it's not something that they taught you in school, But when my 2-year-old was mimicking my moves on you know, grandpa's knees, we were all laughing. But then we all stopped when grandpa stopped laughing and realized that he was feeling the same energy from her hands, what was feeling from mine. And so I started teaching my 2-year-old at the time how to do it. And it all became natural. You know, it's just a normal thing that comes with you. You know, you have the innate ability to heal yourself. Just like when you cut yourself, you know, it's the body that heals the wound. You know, the Band-Aid is there to protect it, but it's the body that does the healing. Same when you have a cold and any other illness. The body is trying to do its own. Now, at the very basic level, everything that you breathe or eat or drink, everything becomes energy, right? Some become thermal energy, some kinetic energy. But all in all, you have an electromagnetic field that is inside and surrounding you roughly as far as you can reach when it's in normal stage, almost like an egg shape around you. It's like a protective shield, kind of like around the spaceship Enterprise. You know, the stronger the field, the better for you.
That is powerful stuff.
And everything is connected in that electromagnetic field. Your mind, body, spirit, emotions, soul, it's all somehow connected in that. And one will influence the other. But overall, when you work on the energy, you influence all of them. Now, in the technique that I learned from my teacher, who has to date healed over 1.5 million people, so his technique is the one that I apply the most. However, there are many other variations to this. I mean, it's all the same energy, whether you call it chi or ki or prana or bioenergy, it's all the same. It's just different approaches, different methods to manipulate it in order to put it back in balance and give the body back its natural ability again to heal itself. So I don't really consider myself a healer. I call myself more an energy engineer. I fix your body's energy so it can fix itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so well needed as well, because, you know, people are experiencing chronic pain, you know, from chronic stress. So it's like a domino effect.
And you just said the key word, stress. Stress is the biggest influence on your own energy. You know, everything influences it, the food you eat, the drinks, the traffic, the environment, the weather. However, the biggest influence is you, your own mind. If you make up your mind to be happy, you'll be happy. If it's the opposite, it will be the opposite. It's all in your mind. The stress is in your mind, but it's also your biggest enemy. Stress is good for you when a lion chases you or something, so you can run up the tree. But after 10 minutes, you're done, or a few seconds, actually. But if you stress all day long, you know it will be bad for you eventually. So energetically, physiologically, and so on. So in bioenergy healing, I look at the energy field as one. I check every aspect of it. I feel where there's too much energy or where there's too little energy, and put it back in balance and jumpstart the energy flow. So that's also one of the strengths of this method.
How do you go about doing it? I just imagine just heat. You see, like heat waves, you know, radiating from the body and from that pressure point or that area that you're touching.
You are not wrong in that. I mean, there are certain wavelengths that we don't see. You know, just like your dog doesn't see a rainbow. We also don't sense some smells and we don't pick up some frequencies. We don't feel the electromagnetic fields running through us right now, radio waves, cell phone, just anything electromagnetic around you is penetrating you, but you're not aware of it. However, if you pay attention, you may be aware of your friend, or sometimes you get a message like, the phone rings or you get a text message right after you thought of that person. Does that happen? Happens all the time.
All the time.
Right.
Right.
So we're all connected through certain frequencies. And so I can do the healing in several ways. I can do in one-on-one when you're standing in front of me. I can do it with or without touching you. my goal is to feel where the imbalances are and fix them, of course, and jumpstart the flow. Now, if you are another continent away, obviously I can't rely on what I feel. So I go into deep meditation and I visualize the energy around you. Again, we are all connected. I just tap into that connection and do the healing that way.
So distance healing.
Distance healing, yes. And ever since COVID started, I'd say about 80 to 90% of my work is distance healing.
Quite impressive. Anything, I'm like enlightened by this.
But you see, the main purpose of this is not, you know, my teacher healed 1.5 million people. I don't have nearly those ambitions, but I believe I can teach more than that, how to do it themselves.
I see. So it's almost like that Kanye West song, Jesus Walks, you know?
I don't know about that, but you know, the thing is that I can teach anybody to feel the energy in like 5 to 10 minutes, and the same goes for seeing the energy and then manipulating it. And within one day, you can become a healer and you can do pretty much anything I can do, except you're just missing the experience. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anybody can heal themselves. And you can heal your loved ones, and you know, literally you can learn this in a few minutes and stop other people's headache in under 5 minutes without even touching them.
What's one technique you want to share with us on, if somebody's intrigued that they can right now test it out and see the believe that?
Let's learn quickly how to feel the energy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so visualize a little bit with me. Sit down, relax. Lift your arms up in front of you straight and let the fingers drop. So your hands are totally relaxed. Now, with your arms straight still, lift your fingers up so they're in the same line with your forearm, so they're all straight. Now, this action requires a little bit of strength from your fingers, right? There's a little bit of tension. Now, holding that tension, relax your elbows, drop them down, and just put your hands in front of your face as if you were holding a basketball. So palms are facing each other, fingers are separated, and very little tightness in them. Now, if you press your palms closer by an inch and let them back, can you feel that basketball? Can you feel a little bit of tension between your hands?
Yes, I can.
A little resistance. Mm-hmm. Now, keep doing that back and forth, an inch forward and back, just pulsing your hands. Can you feel it in each pulse?
I can.
Now, get closer and closer as you pulse. Go back and forth, but always get a little bit closer. You'll feel some spots a little bit better than others. Certain distances are better to feel. Now, stop at an inch distance and make your hands flat, fingers straight. Just hold your hands there for a moment. You'll feel heat, maybe some tingling. Now, if you move your fingers just to itty-bitty, you will feel a little bit of like squeakiness in your joints, as if they needed some lubrication. Can you feel that?
I can.
Good. Now, while you're holding your hands straight, slowly start rolling your hands around like the middle of the palm, still about an inch distance. Palms are parallel. And as you roll, you will feel the center of that rotation, kind of like when you try to push two magnets with the same, you know, positive or negative sides that repel each other. But there's that circular feeling as it pushes away. Can you feel that circle in your hands?
Yeah, it's there.
The motion. Yes. So it's all magnets. Basically, your hands are like magnets. Now stop for a moment. Again, like an inch distance. And slowly pull your hands apart. you'll feel resistance to that, right?
Yeah.
That's because you have those magnets on the outside as well. And then about a foot or two distance, you know, find a comfortable spot. And again, pulse your hands a little bit back and forth and you'll feel it even more.
That's impressive. And now to a different level with chakra, you know, people who are energy sensitive, they could feel other people's energy essentially, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And you can learn the same.
How do you strengthen that over time?
Well, you add energy or you take energy off when you work on somebody else. Now, there's a different, you know, different question about your own maintenance, how you do it. However, a really beautiful thing that I discovered in energy healing, the energy is not mine. You know, this energy is everywhere. It's like the air. So when I work on somebody, I just convert that air. It comes through me and or this energy and goes into that person, right? After some 20 years, I realized that, you know, I wasn't getting sick. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw a doctor as a patient was in 1989. And I realized that the more I work on others, the more energy goes through me, the more preventing the formation of these obstacles and keeping me healthy. So really the true essence and the true secret to your own health is helping others, at least in my energy healing method. You know?
Yeah, that's good. Zig Ziglar says something very similar. Help enough people get what they want, you too will get what you want. And that's in, yeah, relatable in business. And as you just mentioned, in terms of energy as well, you got to be able to, it's a give and take per se. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up and show up?
Well, every morning I work, but I start at 9 o'clock with meditation. I do a lot of long distance healing. And also Tuesdays and Fridays at 9 a.m., I start with a group long-distance healing. Anybody can join. You can find all the links on my website to Facebook groups and such. It's really awesome. So after I get up, my first thing is a big glass of water with a good quarter teaspoon of salt in it. It's replenishing the moisture that my body lost through the night. You got to give it something to cleanse with, and water is the best. Salt is an electrolyte, the best one, of course, and it helps your body also in the cleansing process. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then make sure to have another one after your coffee. Better yet, another good thing in the morning is some warm water, not hot, but close to it, let's say, as if you would have it for tea, with salt and lemon in it. Also a very good alkalizer and good cleanser and starter for the day. Then for the last 25 or so years, I don't start my day without the morning stretch. I have my morning routine up on my website as well. It only takes 5 to 10 minutes, depends how much hurry you're in, but it moves every joint and every muscle in your body. And it's all through gentle stretching and swinging and swaying. I took most of the exercises from Tai Chi and Qigong and converted everything to my purposes and to have the best way to start the day. So I know I will not pull a muscle later on. I will be ready energetically. If you can, go outside, do it barefoot for a few minutes every day, at least. It's good grounding. So many, many benefits come from this. And of course, the biggest benefit is that we move the energy up and down the spine and again, prevent the formation of those obstacles. So it gives vigor every morning to your day.
That's pretty good. I love the notion of moving and stretching because, you know, the cobwebs, you got to shake it off.
Yes.
From sleeping for so long, 6 to 8 hours. And that is really a good way to start. If you could do it outside, like you said, get grounded in the dirt, the sand or go a beach area, that's even better. I'm hearing more and more of that happening recently. There's a need to be grounded, to feel that energy from the soil radiate to your body. It's really
well. There's just too much electromagnetic obstruction around us. So we have to do at least the basics.
Yeah.
And of course, put your phone down away from you every day as much as possible, especially when you sleep. Just the basics. You know, nowadays, every information is available at your fingertips. And it's really your duty to look up the things that bother you and the solutions for them. And here I just offer one of those.
It's going back to the roots. I mean, something like this, when life was simpler, you know, we have technology, things are moving at the speed of light now. We have access to knowledge, but it's almost like we need to go back to the beginning, you know, go back to cave days where it was just so much simpler, just to be grounded, just to stay zen, to get that peace, to actually stay connected to divinity.
Absolutely. And with technology, as much as it helps, it also takes us far away from that basic. So we have to be in constant search for that midline.
Yeah, and I think the morning routine does help with that, especially for those who can't get up. But spending that 10 minutes, you know, meditating, stretching the body, listening in, you know, staying intuitive, innate, looking inward and not so much outside, because the world seeks to grab and steal your attention.
Absolutely.
We have to be very intentional about it. I like the water and electrolytes with the salt, the mineral. I haven't done that in a while, but the fresh reminder to get back into it. But a glass of water every morning for sure to help cleanse the body, because the toxic buildup overnight.
Yes, and you know, salt has a bad name. But if you think about it, first of all, almost 70% of your body is water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all contained in trillions of cells. It's not in one big balloon. And each cell regulates what goes in, what goes out. And salt is your absolute top electrolyte in your body. You need a lot more of that than anything else. And if you can seek out anything that has more than 97% sodium chloride, some can go above 99%. Those are even better. But the last 4 or 5 years now, I haven't had a glass of water without salt in it. I'm not a big salty eater. And so since I don't get it that much from my food, I get it in my drinks. Gotcha. And, you know, nothing wrong with me. Actually, I've never felt better. So it's an absolute routine now.
Fascinating. It's always nice to get a different perspective on a morning routine. And some stuff come up reoccurring, like hydrating comes up, moving the body, meditation comes up. The salt piece of it, you are in agreement with me, because a pinch of Himalayan salt in your water will do wonders. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. And I have all of these in more detail, a little bit more explained, the morning routine and the salt and many other things. And especially the energy, of course, on my website.
Yeah. What's your website? Tell us where we can find that stuff and connect with you.
My website is my name, chongordaniel.com. It's chongordaniel. Again, chongordaniel.com. There I have the morning routine. I have links to my online school, where you can actually have regular video lessons and learn energy healing yourself. The first few of them are free, so you can see whether you like it or not. We put in special effects, visual special effects, so you can see what you can expect to see and what you expect to feel and such.
Nice. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to sharing this.
Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.